Good evening. This is Nancy Sorden, the Pacifica National Chair. It is June 7th, 2018, and I am calling the open session of the Pacifica National Board to order. Madam Secretary, would you please take the roll?
Yes. Grace Aaron, KPFK. Okay, she requested a probable excused absence.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Alexander, KPFK. Jonathan, can't hear you. Adriana Casnade, KPFT.
Present.
Present. Chris Corey, KPFA. What?
Present.
Chris? Present.
Yep.
Yeah. Bill Crozier, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Joseph Davis, KPFT.
I'm here.
Present. Catherine Davis, WBAI.
Here.
Present. Benito Diaz, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Jan Goodman, KPFK. I believe she will not be joining us as well. William Heerwagon, WBAI.
Present.
Present. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA. Sabrina? Can't hear you. Dwayne Lark, KPFT.
Here.
What, who was that?
Present.
All right, Dwayne, I have you as present. And who? I heard another voice. Was that Sabrina?
Yes, it is Sabrina.
Sabrina is present. Ken Lawford, WBAI.
Here.
Present. Tony Leon, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Shafia Nwangaza, WMXP affiliate. Shafia? Can't hear you. Alex Randall, WUVI affiliate.
I'm here.
Present. Mansour Sabah, KPFK.
Hazir.
Present. Nancy Sorden, WPFW.
Here.
Present. Alex Steinberg, WBAI.
Present.
Present. Carol Travis, KPFA.
Here.
Present. Tom Voorhees, KPFA.
Here.
Present. Maskila Washington, WPFW.
Here.
Present. Afia, or is Afia on the call, Nancy? Well, anyway, okay, I don't have her.
I don't see her.
Okay, so I have 18 present, that's quorum, and also Tom Livingston is present. Tom?
Yes, hello.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so we have excused absences, Grace Aaron, anyone else missing that
Jan
has?
Jan Goodman.
Jan Goodman had asked for an excused absence through, I think, July. I mean, till July.
Mm-hmm.
Through June, yes. Anyone else missing?
I know.
Okay.
Jonathan?
Not an excused absence. There was no...
Jonathan is missing.
Right, but he didn't ask for an excused absence.
Okay.
Afia.
All right.
Yeah.
Jonathan and Afia are missing. Okay. Hopefully they'll join us later. All right. Could I get timekeepers, one for the item?
Chair? Chair?
Yes, Madam Secretary.
So there needs to be a motion to excuse the absences.
Thank you. Could I get
a motion to excuse the absences of Grace, Aaron, and Dan Goodman.
So moved. So moved. Carol Travis.
Okay. Any objections?
Second?
I'm sorry, second?
Mansoor seconds it.
Okay.
Chair,
any objections?
Request for information.
Yes, what's your request for information, Benito?
Did both of these people send their request or to the entire PMV?
They did. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any objections? Okay. So these absences are the approval of excusing these absences passes. No objection. Can I get a timekeeper for the item and a timekeeper for the persons? 90 seconds.
Viviana can do items.
Okay. Can I get someone for the persons? Would anyone like to time the people speaking? 90 seconds. Let's give Mansoor a break this time. Somebody else can do time the speakers by 90 seconds, right?
I cannot do it because I'm during the fund drive, so I need to pay attention to the calls that come in. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Someone else that is just on the call that is not multitasking that could do the timing of the speakers? All right.
Just Bill, I can do that.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Okay.
90 seconds?
Now, 90 seconds, yes. Thank you. And also, Bill, if you could give a warning at 30 seconds and at 10 seconds, please. Thank you. Okay. Now we're on to agenda approval.
Oh, point of order.
Yes, Bill.
I have a report that we're not on the stream.
Oh, okay. Is Otis still with us?
Me?
Yes, I'm looking at it.
Okay.
Nancy.
If anyone else out there in internet land can hear us, if you could confirm that we are on the stream. Thank you very much. Send your message to pnb@pacifica.org. Thank you.
Nancy, while we're waiting, could I ask you a question? I'm for
sure.
I wanted to add something to the agenda. Do I wait until there's been a motion to approve the agenda to do that, or do I do that before?
You wait till we get to that agenda approval.
Well, it's coming up. It's next.
Yeah. Yes, it's next.
So do I wait until there's a motion to approve the agenda and then move to, or do I do it?
You wait until I ask for amendments to the agenda.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm not seeing any emails from anyone in internet land, so I don't know if they heard me ask for confirmation.
Nancy, I just tried it on my computer, and I'm not getting anything. I'm not getting any audio.
All right. What do you think, Otis?
Yeah, I'm working on it. I don't know what to say. It's a problem.
Oh.
Now, trust me, the best thing to do is not ask Otis the status of things. He'll get it done when he gets it done. As an IT person, I can tell you that.
We're trying to go on the stream. When you hear us on the stream, if you could confirm anyone, that would be appreciated. I just heard from someone that we're not on the stream too, so. I could take this time to see if everyone got their agendas. Also, I just sent a motion for an item on the closed session, the approval of the amendment to the FJC loan, that I'm hoping someone can present. And also, there were two motions associated with amendment to the FJC loan. And I'm wondering if there's not many changes to the open session. I know there's some, but if we, you know, also, there was a WBAI motion that was sent earlier that when we get to agenda approval, if people want to add that, we might think about dropping something else, because I don't think we'll be able to get to everything with a time certain of 9:30. And Carol, you have some changes. Did you have a motion associated with that you want to send? Yes.
Nancy, in addition, we have the motion lifting the veil of secrecy was postponed at the last meeting, and it's supposed to be taken up at this meeting. That is on the agenda.
It is on the agenda, yeah.
I wanted to add a short item for a report from the Strategic Planning Committee.
Okay, that's
Nancy. Nancy, this is Janet.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which WBAI motion you're talking about, but there is one under the lifting the veil of secrecy. It's motion number 2, if that's what you're talking about. It's already there.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's already there. Never mind. Okay.
And Nancy, Carol, I sent a motion in at 4:58 out here regarding that's related to the interim executive director's report. Maybe at the end of that is what I was thinking it would go. But you might find it there. I sent it at 4:58 p.m. Pacific time.
Okay.
We have a motion on the closed session to deal with that. If that, I'm just looking at your, I'm looking at your motion here.
Okay, that's for the open session, Janet.
Bill.
Okay, I'm just reading Carol's motion here. One second, Bill.
I move the PNB authorizes its IED to retain accounting help to address the issue in preparation of the 2017 audit, the pension issues, and the day-to-day finance and HR operations, taking into account the concerns discussed by the PNB and to be guided by the current parameters of the three now vacant national office vacancies of CFO and two senior accountants. Okay, that I don't see anything in there that Indiana should be in closed, except we need to discuss it in closed session first. Okay, Bill and then Adriana.
This is just Fia. I just want to let you know I'm on.
Oh, that was a Fia. Oh, sorry. Thank you. Uh-huh.
Well, first, I think you should get somebody else to do the timekeeper. My connection has dropped twice so far. I don't know why. I've got four bars on my phone, but you might not be able to count on me for timing people. And also, I think all those motions have to do with the FGC loan, and also Alex's motion on the veil of secrecy, I think should be an open session. There's no reason why we need to do those in closed session.
There is a reason, as I explained, there is a reason to, it involves discussing contracts. Alex's motion on the veil of secrecy.
It's not proprietary.
The Alex
motion is
already in open session.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see it there. I thought it was enclosed. Okay. Thank you.
How are we doing, Otis?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Adriana.
Well, it's a mystery. Everything is set up right, and I can't figure out why it's not working. So
okay.
I'm just...
Well,
you know, this has been the whole day, so I'm working on it. Go do the meeting.
Okay,
it'll be on the recording.
I guess we'll just go forward. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, Madam Chair. I'm sorry because I didn't see it yet, but is there the audit committee pass a motion? Where is that motion?
That's in closed session.
Oh, okay. It's in closed session. I'm sorry, but I didn't see the agenda.
No problem. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's get started. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda? We're going to have to...
Motion to approve the agenda, Mansoor.
Okay.
10 minutes, Madam Chair.
I'm sorry, Adriana, what was that?
10 minutes, right?
Yes, 10 minutes. Thank you. Any second?
Second.
Okay. Do I have any amendments to the agenda?
I would like to move.
I have an amendment. This is Alex.
And I have an amendment.
Bill.
Okay. Okay. So, was that Alex that I heard?
Yes.
Go ahead. What's your amendment? And Carol, then.
I'd like a brief item, 10 minutes no more, for a report from the Strategic Planning Committee.
Okay. We have you there under reports from the committees. You're already there.
Okay.
Yep. We
okay.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. Carol.
Were you saying that my motion cannot happen in open session?
we might have to bump something else. We've already got a motion like yours in closed session following the discussion of the proposals. So if your motion is
okay.
Maybe, yeah, so when you see the motion that's proposed, maybe yours will be melded together with that one, or
okay.
You want to wait until then?
I guess, sure, although I think this part of the discussion belongs in the public, but if, so I'm relying on your judgment here.
We could put it in there if you want the public to hear that we are
whether we're voting for or against doing this. But as far as the specifics of it, they have to be in closed session.
Okay. That's fine with me because it does say taking into account the concerns discussed by the PNB.
Yeah. Well, we will have a report out, so we can report out that that was done once we approve it. Go ahead, Madam Secretary.
Could Carol just read her motion? Just read the language, and then it'll be in the record.
Yes, and then we'll have a record of it that you proposed it for agenda, and then we decided to put it in closed. So if you would like to read it, go ahead.
But should I do that now?
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
Okay. I move the PNB authorizes its IED to retain accounting help to address the issue of preparation for the 2017 audit, the pension issues, and the day-to-day finance and HR operations, taking into account concerns discussed by the PNB and to be guided by the current parameters of the three now vacant national office vacancies of CFO and two senior accountants.
Great.
Bill, I'll second it.
So, I think Carol has agreed to have it be in closed with the time we discuss it, so you can second it then, Bill. How's that?
I thought we were putting this in also to the the minutes, the public minutes, right?
Well, could we have a brief discussion in open session?
Well,
I don't see anything that has to be discussed in the executive session other than specific proposals from who we might contract with.
I object to that, if you don't mind, Bill, just in case. As we're talking, we're always going to say something, and then we have to back it up with this name and this contract and that number. So I'd rather to wait to go to closed session.
Mm-hmm. We could use this wording in the report out if we approve this in the closed session.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. All right. Are there any other amendments to the open session agenda? Okay. Are there any objections? There's no changes to the agenda. Any objections as the agenda? Any objections to the agenda? Okay. We're agenda.
Bill, I'm sorry. I was muted. I still would like to move those two items about the FJC loan to open session. I don't think that needs to be an executive session.
Okay, we have
items 5 and 6.
We have not yet approved the agenda. I think Bill had brought this up a little earlier, and I forgot to address it. I would like so Bill moves that the items from the
5 and 6
5 and 6 from the closed session go into the open session. Any second?
Randall seconds.
Randall seconds, okay. Is there any discussion?
Object.
Do you like to motivate putting this on the agenda, Bill?
Yeah, okay, thank you. Well, you know, we had reasons for keeping things in executive session when we were talking about negotiating with Empire State and, you know, confidential stuff involving legal strategy, or if we were having some discussion about, you know, proprietary information, but none of that applies here. And, you know, the loans are done. I mean, the loan's in place and, you know, we're talking about an amendment. And I don't see any reason that needs to be an executive session. And we don't need to run afoul of the CPB any more than we already have been, you know, with the open meetings requirements. And I don't see how that this falls into any of the exceptions for the open meetings. And in general, of course, we should be, you know, open with our members. That we're keep the members are the only ones who are keeping this a secret from.
Uh-huh. So, anybody else would like to speak to this, having this on the agenda, on the open session agenda?
Joseph.
Go ahead, Joseph.
No, I just think until we have gone through the details and know that we're not going to, as Masood said, not going to trip in anything that is executive session, it's just a foolish course of action. So I don't think we should discuss that in open session until we're sure. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Carol.
Carol, go ahead.
The topics, I think, are all open session topics myself. That's how I read them. I cannot imagine anything that would be a discussion that's closed session. But
on this particular item, you mean, that he wants to move from closed session?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Madam Chair, 1 minute.
Thank you. Okay, I would also like to make a
point
comment.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes, who's that?
This is Alex.
Oh, Alex, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I lost track of what we're talking about. Can you just clarify which items from the closed session Bill is proposing to put into the open session?
Yes, items 5 and 6.
5 and 6. Okay, thank you.
Okay, I would just like to say that there are things in the motion, the documents that we have to discuss before we approve them. There may be some things in there that are need to remain confidential. We do have a confidentiality clause in the FJC loan itself, which prevents us from that requires us to maintain confidentiality, and so I'm going to recommend that this stay.
Madam Chair, point of information.
Yes, Adriana.
First of all, it's time, right? But for the agenda. But I have a question because that is not clear for me. How can you put items to discuss in open session, and we said that we cannot talk in open session about some of those issues? Because, you know, it's totally unfair. Somebody put the motion like the motion that just Carol put there. I mean, they sound so good. You know, they sound, how wonderful what they want to do. But, you know, we are not allowed to have an answer for that if we have one. I mean, you know, sounds to me too unfair to put something there that supposedly, I agree that all should be open, right? But when we talk about certain issues that are employees or are a specific contract that we didn't finish, we cannot talk about that in open session.
Yeah.
After we did it, we can obviously talk about that. But, you know, I think that it's not fair. Put motion there that some of us need to be muscles. Because we cannot, it doesn't make sense for me, but well.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Okay, now we're going to go to a vote. We're out of time on the agenda approval. So we're going to vote on whether or not to have this item 5 and 6 from closed session in the open session. Madam Secretary, would you please take the vote?
Yes, and Bill, would you please email your amendment to the agenda?
Okay.
Request for
read
information,
it?
Benito.
Yes, Benito.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you just said, Nancy. The vote now is going to be on what?
Okay, I said whether or not. I should have said we're going to vote to add this item to add items 5 and 6. It would help if Bill had his motion out there yet. Bill, would you like to say what your motion is? Well, I'll let you finish writing it. Okay. So it's, I'm paraphrasing Bill, and he's going to send a written, but it is to put item 5 and 6 from the closed session, move it to the open session.
Can we say the names at least?
Let's see here. Item 5 is approval of amendment to the SJC loan. And item 6 is motion to establish the SJC reserve interest fund.
Point of information?
Yes.
You had said that there is a clause in the FJC loan about disclosure.
Yep.
So that, okay, that then changes my attitude. Thank you.
Okay.
Chair, shall I take the vote now?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Is Jonathan on the call?
Yes means you want the items moved from closed to open. No means that they stay in open.
Where
means that they stay in closed.
Where? We say we move it to open where?
We'll decide that if this, we'll figure that out if this vote passes, okay?
Hey.
Okay, go ahead, Madam Secretary.
Okay. I'm assuming Jonathan is still not on the call. Kesnave.
I pass.
Pass. Corey.
No.
Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Davis. Joseph Davis.
No.
Catherine Davis.
No.
Diaz.
No.
Heerwagen.
No.
Jacobs. Jacob, can't hear you. Lark.
Abstain.
Jacob abstains. Lark. Can't hear you. Loffer?
No.
Leon?
No.
Can't hear you. Can you say it again?
No.
Leon votes no. Nwangaza?
No.
No. Randall?
Yes.
Yes. Sabah?
No.
No. Steinberg?
No.
No. Travis? Carol? Can't hear you. Voorhees.
Pass.
Washington.
No.
No. Kesnave, you pass?
Abstain.
Duane, didn't hear you.
No.
Duane votes
I
no.
I vote no.
Yes, I got it. Carol Travis, didn't hear you. Still can't hear you. Tom?
Did you vote?
Sorry? Who was it?
Carol. I jumped off the call accidentally. I hit the wrong button.
Okay, how do you vote on Bill's amendment to add...
No.
To move these items.
No.
Travis votes no. Voorhees, you passed.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay, I have 2 yes, 13 no, and 3 abstains. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Could you say the vote again? Sorry.
2 yes, 13 no, 3 abstentions.
Chair, abstains.
4 abstentions. Chair votes no. Abstain, sorry. So it's 2 yes, 13 no, 4 abstentions.
Okay, so could... All right, thank
can
you so
you,
much.
Can,
so
you, can you say the, what is the result?
The result is yes. So the agenda is not amended, and we're now going to agenda approval. Are there any objections to the agenda? Okay, no objections to the agenda. The first thing on the agenda is the minutes approval, and I'm going to ask somebody that we're really running short on time, and I'd like to get to the IED report and the strategic, at least the strategic planning committee report and the audit committee report. If we could have a motion to postpone the minutes approval until next meeting.
So moved.
Any second?
Second, Muscula.
Thank you. Any objections to postponing the minutes approval until the next meeting? Okay. Next item for 15 minutes, and we don't have to take the full 15 minutes if possible, is Tom with the IED report.
Great, thank you, Madam Chair, and I'll be brief and answer questions. The main things that I focus my effort on.
Excuse me. Someone please mute. Oh, yes. What's Benito?
Yeah, we need to vote on this motion before we proceed.
What motion?
To postpone the minutes until next month. I mean, next meeting.
Oh, well, there were no objections.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So the main things that I focused on in the past month included working on the finance office transition, on preparing the Nakapon building for sale, on supporting the audit process, and the move of WBAI to our new transmitter location. The building sale is ready. The building is ready to close. There's one item on the agenda, a motion on the agenda that the in closed session that the board will be addressing, and that should be the last item before the building closes. We had Maria Negret. A month ago, the building was full of stuff, and Maria Negret, who's the business manager of KPFA, was really essential to the effort. And also Javier Torres, who's a maintenance staffer at the station, really helpful. We also got significant help from Addie Gevins and Barry Scott, who are former Pacificans. The next item is the audit. The audit was sent by our auditor. The complete audit was sent by our auditor yesterday, and we forwarded that to the DNB today. It will be reviewed by the audit committee on Monday. And the final step will be approval of the board before it's ready to be filed. And again, we'll meet the deadline of June 19th. And so it was a lot of work on the part of both Regalia and Associates and Sam Agarwal, and also the Pacifica business staff did a great job too. Also, the Great Plains conversion is complete. I believe there's still some training going on. But big thanks to Jonathan Alexander. When the barely functioning old version was compromised by a ransomware attack, the final installation of the new version had to be put on the front burner, and it really sounded like this was a harrowing situation that largely through his work, but the work of a lot of others I know was averted, like that we were going to lose our whole accounting system. Sam Agarwal's tenure is complete, and we received responses to our RFP process. So Sam finished last Friday. We've received 4 complete responses to our request for proposals for interim and possibly longer-term help with the function. I've asked for authorization from the board to select one of the firms to be retained. And finally, the WBII last Thursday went on the air from Four Times Square, and there was a lot of hard work by a lot of people to make that happen. And as I wrote in a note to the PNB, the starting point was the board's work on the loans and approving the move. And we had some last minute excitement with getting on the air, but we did, and the station is functioning. So thanks to everybody who was involved with that. So those are the main points, and I'd be glad to take some questions.
And if you, yes, Janet?
Is Janet here on the stack, please?
And Brianna asked for the stack.
Yeah, William here.
Janet did not.
You did not say anything?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Who was that?
Brianna.
Okay. So I just wanted to ask everyone if you could at all hold your questions until close, because we need to get to close. But if they should be in open, I guess you got to ask them. But remember that some of the stuff, the answers have to be in close. So just keep that in mind when you ask your questions. Adriana, I believe you were before Afia, but you were that voice I heard, and which I thought was Janet. So go ahead, Adriana.
And William Hairwagon also asked.
Okay, William. Gotcha.
Yes. Mr. Livingston, you know that I'm so happy, and obviously we didn't have time to look at any of this, but we have the audit a day earlier. But I have a problem because one of the points in the audit was the cash flow forecast until at least June 30, 2018. That was done because I asked for that, and I think that it's for a PMB that doesn't have director that doesn't have any financial information, and we need to take measures without having any financial since October of last year. I think that was very important that we receive at least that cash flow forecast, because that will tell us something. Is any way, do you know that was accomplished? Because if we have the audit, it's because the auditors received that part. Is any way that we can receive it? Thank you.
Yes, I'm sorry. Are we finished?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I believe that it's included in the packet that was forwarded from Regalia and that I forwarded to the PNB. So I believe you have it. If you don't, we can work on that.
No, I don't.
It was not in that email that was forwarded with the PNB with the from Regalia?
I didn't find it yet.
No. Okay. I'll make sure that I'll confirm that it was in that packet, and if it's not, then I will find it and send it to you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Afia. You are next.
Okay. I want to congratulate everyone for the progress that you've made and with regard to the physical transition of the station. And I didn't hear any mention of next steps or concepts for repaying the loan. And my question is where are you in your thinking about coming up with a strategy to do that?
Yes, thank you. It's I've been involved in conversations both with the Strategic Planning Committee, which I think is where this is being owned for the PNB, but also we have our weekly managers meeting, and that's been a big topic that we've been discussing what the possibilities are.
Should I expect to hear more detail in the closed session?
I believe.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Sorry, Madam Chair. I believe Alex will give a report from the from the Strategic Planning Committee in the committee reports.
This is Grace for the STAC.
Hey, Grace. Okay, well, William, you're next, then Grace.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Livingston, the Great Plains update is the phrase that I heard. Has it been filled with actual live data and been tested?
You know, I believe that it has. I can confirm that, and I will. I understand that it's working. That's what I've been told. But I believe it's our system now. But I will confirm that and send an email.
Thank you.
And Bill for the STAC.
Okay. Grace, then Bill. Go ahead, Grace.
Yes. Thank you, Tom, for making such incredible progress in a short period of time. I think it's wonderful. I have one question, and that is, has the RFP for a national election supervisor been sent out, and have you hired a national election supervisor yet?
I have not. I hope to get that done today, but I hope to get it posted today, but I was not able to do that. I will in the next 48 hours, I will post that.
Dwayne to the STAC.
Thank you.
Bill, then Dwayne.
Okay, thank you, Tom. I hope you'll remind the audit committee that when they're discussing the audit with the auditor, that should be done in open session. They have only an executive session scheduled for Monday, and the California law requires, the Nonprofit Integrity Act requires that the audit committee discuss that, and that there's no reason that it should be in closed session. Sorry to sound like a broken record, but the management letter is separate. That should be confidential, but the audit itself should be discussed openly, and any questions and answers should be answered by the auditor in open session. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll be glad to pass that along.
Okay, Dwayne.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I too share the thanks for the hard work those have made for this continuing effort to do audits in a timely manner. I give you applause and whatever's necessary to thank you, but I am concerned that there have been no reports, open or closed, with respect to where we go from here to pay for these loans. And I said it 6 months ago that I felt we were consumed with the loans. We closed the loans. We're 4 months into Tom's tenure. We still don't have a plan. So I'm concerned. More important, I'm concerned that we need to have some type of discussion as to understand, Tom, where you get your authority to put forth an RFP for a national election supervisor. What I'd like for you to explain on the line, openly and in private, the executive session, where is the money coming from? Is the money in the budget? Is the money in the bank? Where do we have this amount of money to pay for personnel first and then for a company to do the election?
So I've gotten a lot of input from a lot of places, both from the national board and from the Pacifica community, and from the bylaws. And it appears that having an election is not optional. I agree with you that if it were up to me, there would be we don't have the money for an election. It looks like it's going to cost. It apparently costs around $100,000. But as far as I know, and I've also been told that only the ED can touch this thing, and so I am following what I understand to be what is called for in the bylaws, which is not to say that it's an election process takes an enormous amount of time besides the amount of money that it does in focus, and so I agree. If I understand that you're communicating a concern, I share that concern.
Well, Madam Chair, if you'll allow me, I want to get past concern. I want to get to action. And while I've said, and it is clear, you have the authority.
One second, Dwayne. Yes, I'll give you, if we can extend this meeting, I will give you the floor back. We still need to hear from the Strategic Planning Committee and the Audit Committee and deal with some other motions. So if there is, could I get a motion to extend this open session 10 or 15 minutes? We'll need two-thirds vote
motion
to do so.
5 minutes.
So move 15 minutes, Mansoor.
Second, Carol.
Which one are you seconding, Carol?
The 15 minutes.
Okay. Any objections? Any objections? Okay, we're extended for 15 minutes. Also, could I get a motion to also shift the closed, you know, add that 15 minutes to shift the closed session 15 minutes past midnight?
So moved. This is Alex.
Any objections?
William.
Take the vote, please, Madam Secretary. We need two-thirds to extend the
Chair?
Yes.
William, have a wagon point of order.
I'm a little
one
confused.
Second, Lee.
Wouldn't the extension of the closed session be done in closed session?
You're right. Okay. Never mind. What's your point of order, William?
That was it.
Thank you. Okay, Dwayne, please continue. You have 30 seconds.
Well, thank you, Tom. I want to be succinct. You've already agreed that there's no money there. So to put out an RFP would be misleading at best. And it'd be a waste of your time, your precious time resources at work. So whether we're going to have a discussion on the PNB about this, it's very clear to the IED, it's very clear to this board member, that we don't have the money, and the bylaws don't require us to do things that are not payable. That the AG of California made it very clear in a meeting of some PNB members previously. You don't bankrupt your organization just to adhere to a bylaw for a balance. When we have so many people across the banner now, we have several stations that got 15, 20 people in reserve to serve. So it would be insidious.
Thank you, Dwayne.
And it would be wrong for us to give the impression we have the money for.
Thank you, Dwayne. Time's up. Thank you, Dwayne. Time's up.
Jan Goodman, I've joined the call, and I would like to get on the stack.
Madam Chair, point of personal privilege.
Right, we have questions for the ED right now. We have questions for the IED right now. This is not a discussion of the elections.
Point of personal privilege, Madam Chair.
Yes, Adriana.
Can you ask the members to give the courtesy to some members instead of having the mic open? When Mr. Lark, Director Lark, was speaking, you can hear all the voices and a bunch of noises, even some kind of bells.
That bell was to let him know that his time was up.
What I'm saying is something different. You can hear the voices, even a few minutes ago, in the meantime that I was talking.
Thank you. Okay. Could everyone who's not speaking, please mute your phone. Thank you, Adriana. Okay. Jan, you have a question for the IED?
The time for the report is...
I'm sorry. I was on mute.
Okay. So the time for the IED report is now passed. And now we are going to go to the committee reports. Do I have a report from the Finance Committee? If not, we'll move to the...
Point of procedure, please. Mansoor?
Yes, Mansoor. What's your point of
person? I thought we extend the time 15 minutes so we can have 15 more minutes with the executive director.
No, it was to finish the items on the agenda. We have yet to hear from the committee's report.
Right, thank you.
Madam Chair, Joseph?
Yes, Joseph.
The Finance Committee report is real easy. We've met a few times. We still have yet to get any hard numbers from the stations, and we're due to meet about a week. So, actually, less than a week. So, that's where we're at. We do have the schedule out, and we're trying to see if we can get the budgets going. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry. Point of order, we just missed one item.
We did. I'm sorry. We missed update on Campisi lawsuit.
Sure.
I forgot I was going to read. Tom, do you have an update on that? If not, I can basically give an update on it.
I'm afraid that I don't. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, so basically, the last update, the last court happening was listening, was there were two the previous week. One was where the judge granted the stay of the appeal, and that was on Tuesday. Then on Friday, the judge reversed her ruling as she realized that she should not have granted the stay because she had the date of that the case referred to, and. Did anybody have any questions on this? I sent an email around reporting on this, so y'all should have got it. There hasn't been anything new since then. It appears that for now, unless there's another appeal, that the case with Campisi is essentially done, and the Pacifica ruling holds.
There's going to be another appeal.
Okay, thank you, Karen.
I have a question, Madam Chair.
Yes, Alex.
If you're able to tell us, do you know how much in legal bills defending this lawsuit by Mr. Campisi has cost Pacifica?
I don't have a bill yet. Maybe Tom does. Maybe, I don't know if that is information that comes to the CFO email or if it comes to you, if you have any information on how much that costs.
I have not seen any bills from Mr. Green. I should have access to that within a week.
Okay, great. Okay. Okay, so next, sorry I went out of order. I forgot about that. Audit Committee, we have the chair of the Audit Committee with us, Eileen Rosen.
Yeah, hi, Nancy and everybody. Thanks very much. I'll be really short because I know you guys are running behind. I think Tom already kind of brought you up to date on the 2016 audit, that we just need to review it and get any questions or comments resolved and then send it to the PND for them to sign off on it. Actually, I'm not sure if it's just that the PND needs to receive it or sign off on it, and then I believe Tom will be signing it. And then that's done. For 2017, the audit committee has been working on identifying a new audit firm. We have a few good candidates. I think we want to ask some of them for more information, but we're putting that on hold for at least a week because we need to review the audit drafts. That kind of takes priority at the moment. But we've got some good candidates, and one way or another, we will get it done. Our big concern is whether Pacifica itself will be ready for the audit. So I think I'll just take advantage of having all of the PNB's ears. Maybe you can check back in your individual stations. We're trying to find out just how ready each unit is, the stations and the PRA and, of course, the national office. If you're not ready to hand in, you know, all your usual documents for the audit for fiscal year 2017, please try to get ready as soon as possible. Because we should just put off starting the audit until we're ready or pretty darn close to being ready, because otherwise the auditors will just have a mess to work with. It'll take longer, cost more, and not get done any faster. So that's pretty much what I have to say to you all tonight.
Thank you, Eileen.
That's about it. Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Just one more thing.
Eileen? Okay, go ahead.
I'll just say one more thing. Once we can share the management letter with everybody, once it's finished and signed off on, all of the units need to read it carefully to see what problems you specifically have and do something about correcting them. So that's my advice. Now I'm done.
Thank you, Eileen. Any questions for Eileen?
Bill?
Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, thanks. I don't know if you heard what I was talking about a little while ago, but
I did hear that, and I wasn't
about open meetings.
So that's
okay.
Helpful.
And I know you had three closed meetings.
Yeah, that's because we've been talking about firms, and you know, we understood
that
shouldn't be.
That I understand that. Okay, but in general, discussions of the audit should be public. So, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for pointing that out. I hadn't known that.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
All right.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah, one question.
Go ahead, Benito.
Yeah, so has the committee received the management letter yet?
Yes. I sent it to them today. I received it yesterday.
So when will the PMB be able to get it?
Not until we're done with it. No, wait.
Okay.
I think it was forwarded to. Was it forwarded to the PNB? It's kind of separate.
Yes.
In that sense.
Yes.
So, Benito, you should already have it.
All right. I ain't seen it, but okay.
Check your email. You know, and there could be some changes in it if we have questions or observations that we need the auditors to change, but it's pretty hefty, so I doubt that that much of it will change. There's a lot in there. So that's it.
Substack.
Go ahead, Joseph.
You mentioned a management letter you're going to send out to help things, and if I believe the PMB members, especially the people who are on the finance committees of the local stations, could also have that letter so that we would be on the same page with local management about making sure we're prepared. I think that would be very useful. So if you could send that to PMB members, appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, I think we just understood that it has been sent to PMB members. The management letter, as I'm sure you know, is, you know, just an evaluation by the auditors of internal controls and whether there are material weaknesses, things like that. So it's not really only for management. But, yeah, have a look at it. You may well have it already.
Thank you.
Okay.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Nancy, yeah. In 2014, the management letter said that all the stations had material weaknesses. And last year, the auditors acknowledged that letter and said that they had not yet heard back from the stations whether or not they corrected it, but that it would be addressed in the 2016 audit. Did they address that?
I have not looked the letter over very – I have not read it very carefully. I kind of, you know, just really skimmed it. So I can't answer that question. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. Let's see. Now it's 15 minutes. I'm going to have to cut off questioning here. I'm sorry. Thank you so much, Eileen.
Madam,
I'm sorry. We'll need to extend again if we want to hear from the Strategic Plan Committee.
Madam Chair, we have
prepared. I'm speaking. 1 second. I know what you're saying. I know. 1 second. Let me finish. As Adriana is about to tell us, we're out of time, and we still need to hear. Alex has prepared a report for us, and I know people want to hear from him. So go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, just telling you that was 30 seconds to the 15 minutes that we already approved. If we want
we have 30 seconds to decide whether or not we want to extend this to hear the Strategic Planning Committee's report. Any motion to extend for 10 minutes?
Motion to extend for 10 minutes, Dwayne.
Any objections?
Yes, Jan Goodman. I think we need time in the executive session.
We do. Okay. Madam Secretary, please take the roll. We need 2/3 to extend.
Okay. Aaron?
Yes, no, we would extend. No, we won't. Okay.
No. No. Alexander? Jonathan? I guess he's not. Okay. Castaneve?
Pass.
Corey?
No.
Crozier?
Pass.
Joseph Davis?
Yes.
Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Goodman?
No.
Heerwagen?
Abstain.
Jacobs?
No.
Can't hear you. Sorry?
No.
Jacobs votes no. Lark?
Yes.
Lauffer?
Yes.
Leon?
Yes.
Nwangaza? Ifia?
Abstain.
Randall?
No.
Sabah? Can't hear you. Steinberg?
I'll pass.
Travis?
No.
Voorhees?
No.
Washington?
Yes.
Castaneve, you passed?
I vote yes.
Yes. Crozier, you passed?
Yes.
Yes. Sabah? Didn't hear you. Sabah? Steinberg, you passed?
I'm torn. I'm just going to abstain.
Okay, one moment. I have 8 yes, 7 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
That's 8 yes, 7 no, 4 abstentions.
Madam Chair, Madam Secretary, can you read me the yes? I have 9. Well, that's a matter. I'm sorry.
I have 9, too.
Oh, right. It is 9.
Okay. This motion fails, and in 5 minutes, we're going to adjourn this meeting, and in 5 minutes, we'll go to closed session. So,
Madam Chair, Yes? Madam Chair? Yes.
Yes, Adriana.
Specifically, yes, about the management letter, and yes, said material weakness and significant deficiencies. That is in this, you asked for the management letter, and yes, I just read it.
Right. No, I know it's in there, but I was wondering if all the stations were addressed, like there were some missing last year
that the auditor
said they would address this year. Okay.
Yeah, but we cannot talk on that.
No, we can't.
Right.
Chair, is the meeting adjourned?
Meeting is adjourned. At 9:55, we will go.
Information.
Chair,
what?
We're adjourned. You were saying?
We are adjourned. The motion failed. The motion failed. We are adjourned.
So I'm certain.
And when will we meet again?
We will meet again for closed session at 9:56.